Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. Boy, that was kind of weak this morning with our good crowd. I was going to say, good morning.
Good morning.
That's much better. It's good to see all of you today. We're so glad that you're with us. And you know what? I was thinking about this. I know I say this every Sunday, but it is really good to see all of you today and to welcome all of you. And I'm going to go ahead and say it now, since my wife told me after church last week, I got to apologize because the sermon outline that you received as an insert last week was messed up. And so I apologize as some of you that follow along. But anyway, so we want to welcome you today, and hopefully it'll be correct today. But you can let me know if not. But anyways, we want to welcome all of you today. We are so glad that you're with us on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And we're so glad that you have gathered together to come into the Lord's presence and to receive of Him. And a little bit later on, we're going to be looking at, I'm kind of going off the Ephesian thing this Sunday, because this passage from the Psalm just really jumped out at me about tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. And so we'll be looking at that a little bit later on. But as we begin our service, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in our bulletin. Let us bless the Lord.
We will praise God's holy name continually.
Let us look to God and experience God's radiance.
God has delivered us from all our fears.
Let us taste and see the Lord is good.
We will take refuge in the Lord.
Let us worship God. Well, let's join together and do that. Our first hymn there, we're going to be singing three verses. Shelter in the Time of Storm, number 7. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're singing 1, 2, and 4 this morning.
The Lord our rock, in Him we hide. A shelter in a time of storm. Secure whatever. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by night, defense night, a shelter in the time of storm.
Let's sing the chorus.
shelter in the time of storm.
Yes, he is. He's the one we can turn to in the storms of life. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Eternal God, share your presence with us today as we worship. Feed us with your word and fill us with your spirit so that we may in turn reach out to a hungry and thirsty world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to turn to our next hymn, number 354. We're going to be singing two verses. His eye is on the sparrow this morning.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and hope, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend?
I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning, if they would. Oh, I forgot to put my extra one in there, didn't I? Let's go back. We'll just leave it there for now. Well, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Did you hear the storm yesterday? Yeah, it rained hard yesterday. You were out in the storm? Well, that's good. You were out there helping your daddy outside, weren't you? That's cool. Yeah, and then it started raining? Yeah. Now, somebody was saying something about it was lightning.
I saw three strikes of lightning.
Did you?
Wow.
I think he was riding back from his grandparents, but yeah. Wow. I didn't even
You know, because I didn't hear much thunder. So a little bit I remember hearing. And but sometimes, does the thunder scare you? No, none? That's good. Yeah. Sometimes things scare us, don't they? Things that happen in life can scare us. Do you get scared of spiders? You get scared of spiders? Chase doesn't like spiders either.
I don't even like
them. Yeah. Yeah. And so sometimes there's things that scare us, isn't there? Yeah. You know what? In our psalm today that we're going to look at, which is kind of interesting. Well, you can't see it because I forgot to put the extra part on the, yes. Yeah, the one that's at the beginning, I usually duplicate and bring down, and I forgot to do it. But anyways, it talks about taste and see that God is good. Now, that sounds weird, doesn't it? Usually we taste food, don't we? You know, we get to taste different foods to see if we like them. And for some reason, the psalmist is saying that we can taste God and find that God is good. And I think sometimes when I was just saying something about how sometimes we can get scared, a little bit later the psalmist says that God delivered me or rescued me from all of my fears. So something was going on in the psalmist's life. He or she was scared. We don't know what was all happening there. But we find that even as adults, we can get scared too of things in life. But God is there with us to help us when we get scared. And so I think what the psalmist is trying to say is that because the psalmist, God has brought the psalmist through scary times in life, that that is a sign of God's goodness in the psalmist's life. And that, so maybe there's been times where you were really scared, but you got through it, didn't you? Right? Yes, we know you got through it because you're here this morning. And sometimes we can get scared. I mean, have you ever been so scared that you pulled the blankets up over your head and hid under it? Hid under the blankets?
I honestly don't remember ever really doing that. I might have done it during a thunderstorm maybe when I was younger, but I don't remember that.
I remember doing that because there was a creepy little attic door in our room that my sisters would always say things about, but I'll leave that alone. So. So sometimes it's easy to get scared. But guess what? We're still here. We got through our fears, and God is with us. And I think that's what the psalmist is saying, that God is good. And we don't literally taste God, but we experience God working in our lives and know that God is there. Okay, you can go on back to your seats this morning.
And we're going to move right along, and we're going to join together for our time of prayer. And so maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, a joy or concern as we go to prayer. Yes. Yes, and that was at the Ohio State Fair. And I was telling her, I said, man, to get in the top five in showmanship at the state fair is big. That's big, yes. And that shows you how good of showman, because there's a lot of good show people at the fairs and stuff like that. So, yes. Someone else, joy or concern, yeah. That's wonderful. Yes. Congratulations there. Someone else, joy or concern? Yeah.
I think they're going to wait a couple of months. She has like another node or a little
Okay. And has she heard anything? Are they going to do any kind of treatments or?
Well, she won't find out until after.
Till after they, okay, okay. So we want to keep Bonnie in our prayers and continue to ask God's healing touch for her. Somebody else, yeah. Yeah, so we want to remember Mike in our prayers, who's battling pneumonia, and for asking for God's healing touch for him. Somebody else, I saw that. Yes. Go ahead. We're going in the very back. Yeah, sorry. And that's, you got your mask on, but is that back in North Carolina? Okay, yes, yes. And I knew some schools have already started back, and so we can definitely keep you guys in our prayers for that. And so, yes. And where was the other one here? Okay, go ahead, Alice.
I have a joy.
Okay. All right, that's wonderful. He's been wanting to go out to see the steam engines.
Yes, it's the fourth year.
That's okay. Well, we're glad. I did not have, my older brothers had the privilege because my great uncle Elmer had steam engine tractors, and I never got to see any, but they did. So, yes, yeah. So that's wonderful. Others, go ahead, Priscilla. Did you say Mr. Van Horn?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know then. I was making sure I didn't miss a first name, so. Okay, so we got Gary, who was injured in a tractor, on a tractor. Is that a racing tractor or?
Yes.
Okay. And some concerns there, kind of could be serious. Mr. Van Horn also on a tractor was hit by a car and definitely needs, and then continued prayers for grace and touch for Trevor and somebody else. Anybody else this morning? Yeah. Okay, hold on a minute. What was the last name?
Hart.
Oh, Hart, okay. At first I thought you said Harsh, and I was like, okay, so we want to remember the Hart family.
And then there are some unspoken ones.
Okay, anybody else this morning? Yes. Okay. So we want to remember Jean, who's in the hospital for the Hart family, for the loss of this loved one, this unspoken need. Yeah, that we know. Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Rick Knight, for a hamstring, playing the softball down there at the ice cream social a couple weeks ago at Elizabeth. And he's back to work and hobbling around. I was with him yesterday, and he's getting along, but he's hurt. He said it's black and blue. I think somebody's making a bunch of grapes on him this day.
Yep, and pulled muscles can hurt a lot. So, yeah. Yes.
I appreciate prayers for our daughter, Tammy. She was just saying that she had to make a decision today. I think it has something to do with her job, maybe. Just want to give her some direction.
Okay. So we want to remember Tammy in our prayers for God's direction and guidance and wisdom. And then for Rick with this pulled muscle. Anybody else this morning? Lots of names here, lots of people. Yeah. What?
Unspoken.
Okay. Yes, we know God knows those situations there. Definitely for your continued prayers for Ellie and also for lots of patience, because sometimes when you have back injuries or issues, the insurance company makes you jump through a lot of hoops, which they did to me. Thankfully, my nephew's wife worked in orthopedic surgeon's office, and that kind of helped speed it along for me, which was a blessing. But sometimes it takes forever, and you're in a lot of pain during that time. So definitely want to go. And I also ask for continued prayers for Jody's dad for strength as he had went through treatment this past week again. Anybody else then before we go to prayer? Lots of needs there. She's going to play here, and that'll give you just a few moments there to just quietly pray for some of those names that maybe jumped out to you, and then I will come and close us out. This morning, we want to thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Every day that we live, we are touched by your grace. We are touched by your goodness in our lives. We are touched by your greatness in so many different ways. Sometimes when we're not even aware of what is happening or what is going on, because you work so often behind the scenes. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We think about Tammy, Lord, who needs some wisdom and guidance. We just ask for that. We pray for Rick with his pulled muscle, for Gene that has gone into the hospital and are not sure everything that's going on there, God. We lift them up to you. We pray for Bonnie, God, your continued healing touch and grace for her. And Lord, we lift up Mike to you, Lord, that's battling this pneumonia. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch there. For Gary and Mr. Van Horn, Lord, that's both been affected by the accidents that they've been involved with. And God, we're just asking for your healing touch and grace there. Thank you, Lord, for Trevor. We ask your continued healing, but also for your grace in these days for him. And Lord, we lift up Ellie, Lord God. I just ask for your peace for her, your healing touch there. For Betty, Lord, also for your healing touch for her body, Lord, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet today as she needs your miracle working power in her body today, God. And Lord, we lift up the Hart family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one. God, we ask for your grace and your peace today. We lift up all of our fair kids and the families as next week they'll be going out and being involved with their projects. We pray that you'll watch over them and keep them all safe. We think about the teachers that are going to be going back in other states there, especially that was mentioned there in North Carolina and that school there. God, we just ask for your touch and grace and peace and presence to be there in the midst of everything that is going on. And Lord, we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up these two unspoken needs, Lord. We know that you know what those are. And God, we know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. We just ask for your grace in those situations. And Lord, we lift up Bruce, asking for your continued healing touch and strength there as he's going through treatments, and others on our monthly list, Lord, that we've been lifting up to you. So many of them battling cancer, going through treatments, God, for your grace, your strength, your healing touch for those. Lord, we think about our first responders, our medical personnel that have been begin to pick up increasing loads because of things that are happening. And Lord, we think about some of those that are facing serious conditions because of the COVID. Lord, we just ask for your touch there and your healing grace. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless our congregation, continue to use us to be a blessing. Thank you that we were able to gather together and worship in your name today. And we just pray that as we break the bread of your word, that we will be reminded of your goodness and your greatness in our lives, and how blessed we truly are because of that. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace.
Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. Just once again, as I always share, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's through our giving that we are able to continue the work of the ministry here as a local church, but also to continue to be a blessing into our community and around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today.
Thank you.
Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. God of love, we give thanks and ask for blessings on all our gifts. May they serve the work of your kingdom here on earth. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Just a quick note again. I think it'd probably be best if I do this again after the service. You know, oftentimes I shake everybody's hands and as you're going out because I've been kind of battling this thing here. I think it'd probably be best. I'll probably say hi to people and goodbye and all that, but I probably won't be shaking hands again. I think it'd probably just be best to do that. So don't want to pass any more around. Psalm 34 this morning is our scripture reading. Psalm 34, it's our lectionary psalm, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. I praise the Lord. Let the suffering listen and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Together let us lift his name up high. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to God will shine. Their faces are never ashamed. This suffering person cried out, "The Lord listened and saved him from every trouble." On every side, the Lord's messenger protect those who honor God, and he delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. The one who takes refuge in him is truly happy. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a fire started inside a chemical plant, and the alarm goes out to the fire departments miles away. After crews had been fighting the fire for over an hour, the chemical company president approached the fire chief and said, "All of our secret formulas are in a vault in the center of the plant. They must be saved. I will give $100,000 to any engine company that brings them out safely." Well, the crews tried, but no one could get through. Then after another fire truck filled with a volunteer company of men over 65 comes roaring down the road, they drove straight into the middle of the inferno. The other men watched, unbelieving, as these old-timers hopped off their rig and heroically extinguished the fire, saving the secret formulas. The company president walks over to the volunteers and says, "What do you guys plan to do with the money?" The president asks them. The fire truck driver looks him right in the eye and he says, "Well, the first thing we're going to do is get the brakes fixed on that fire truck." There you go this morning. I want to talk to you about taste and see. Taste and see. Okay, so has anybody ever challenged you to taste something or try something that you've never tried before? I think I can remember the first time I tried octopus. That was kind of different. Yeah, kind of rubbery tasting. Yeah, Chase, when we were at a Chinese buffet here not too long ago, Chase saw that on there and said something to me, and I said, "Well, you can try it." I said, "It's kind of rubbery tasting," but he never did. And there's been a few times, I think back to when it might have been, and I'm trying to remember the exact details. It could have been when I was pastoring. It could have been when I worked with the youth group for about a year and a half, where they have these blindfolded taste testing contests. Have you ever been invited to be involved in one of those? Well, I can tell you this, I refuse up front and never have anything to do with that, because I don't like tasting things. Well, I'm too picky. You can ask my wife. I'm not big on trying new things, although unless I can do it in a certain way. And I don't like having bad tastes in my mouth. I know many of us here like to try new things. I know as we get older, we just start mixing everything up, don't we? And we don't even care anymore. You know, I can remember when I was younger, I never liked anything touching anything else on my plate. Here the psalmist, and I kind of share that because the psalmist invites the congregation to taste and see that God is good. Now, that's a strange way of speaking, isn't it? How can one taste and see God is good? Well, here's the thing to remember, that the Psalms are poetic. So the words are often metaphorical in nature. So we might ask a couple questions. What does that mean to taste and see that God is good? Or maybe better still, for our lives today, what does that involve? Is there something that involves that we can do today that helps us to taste and see that the Lord is good? And there's probably many things that might involve from even our reading today, but I want us to consider two of them. And here's what I want us to consider this morning. And the first thing is talking about God's greatness. Talking about God's greatness. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, as we read there in those opening few verses, the psalmist is eager to make blessing the Lord a way of life. When it says there that I'm going to do it continuously, I don't think the psalmist is saying, I'm never going to think about anything else. I'm never going to do anything else. All I'm going to do is praise the Lord. But it's just, I think the psalmist is saying that I want to make praise a part of my life. Why? Well, if you read into the middle of those, about verses 4 through 5, 6, the psalmist tells us why. God has rescued him or her in some fashion. We don't know the details of it, but God has come down and rescued. And not only that, but he talks about the angel of the Lord surrounding the psalmist and watching over the psalmist in the midst of that. Is this a way of tasting and seeing that the Lord is good? Is by blessing the Lord or talking about God's greatness and goodness? Because the psalmist invites us to magnify the Lord. The psalmist says, come on, all of you, magnify the Lord with me. So what does that mean? Well, it's talking about this. Blessing God acknowledges God's greatness. So when we're talking about blessing God or magnifying the Lord, it's an invitation for us to lift up the Lord and celebrate God's goodness. How do we do that? When we sing our hymns, you know, when we sing our hymns, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, you know, or other ones that we sing. That's a way we celebrate. There's other ways that we do it. Just our little ways throughout every day in our lives where we say, thank you, God, for taking care of that. Thank you, God, for watching over my family, my children, my grandchildren. Just little ways like that. Simple praise and thanks is how we acknowledge and celebrate God's greatness. Now, why? Why is that important? Here's what I want us to see here. Is blessing God raises our perceptions of God's greatness. Blessing God raises our perceptions of God's greatness. What do I mean by that? In the little ways that we thank God, when we take time out throughout the day or whatever it is, just to say thank you, God, we are not only acknowledging God's greatness, but it helps with our perception of God as being great. We could go through life and say, oh yeah, I go to church, I believe in God, and that be it. And we just live our lives however we want to do it. But it's another thing to say that I trust in a God that is greater than I am, that is greater than my circumstances, that's greater than what I'm facing right now. And I think that's what the psalmist is trying to get us to see. Just by blessing God, by making that a part of our lives, we are reminding ourselves daily that God is greater than us, and greater than our situations. So when we face a situation that we're not sure how to deal with or what direction to go in, we realize there's somebody else that's greater than us that we can turn to. Notice what the psalmist says. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. I wonder, can we say that? Can we say, the Lord has delivered me from all my fears? It's interesting. Well, yeah, God's delivered me of my fear of spiders. But what about other things? Has God delivered us? And I think this whole thing about talking about God's greatness is a part of tasting and seeing God's greatness in our lives. Next one, sharing in God's goodness. Sharing in God's goodness. Taste and see. What is that? Sounds very personable to me, doesn't it? Taste and see. Taste and see is a personal invitation to take refuge in God's goodness. Now, let me say this about this. When you read through the psalm, you realize that this is more than just, oh, I haven't talked to God in 3 years, and I'm in a serious situation, so I'll talk to you now, God. No, it's more than that. It's not a glance or a glimpse from far away in connection with God. It's a call to trust in God and take refuge in God every day. And then, and here's the good part, and to savor the after effects of God's presence. Okay, now, some of you, I don't know who, but if any of you like a good steak, yep, I am too. I can remember when our ag teacher in high school, when we went to the National FFA convention, took us to this big Kansas City steakhouse. And that steak was about this thick. And they told us, you better get it at least medium, because if you don't get it medium, about this much of the middle of it will look like it's raw inside. And I remember taking a bite out of that and thought, oh, a good steak, you can just savor the flavors. Just chew on it and taste. Am I making your mouth water? Well, that's what it's supposed to do. That's what's savoring. Now, let me tell you something. I've experienced God's presence before in my life where I just want to sit there. And I want to sit there. And I don't want to go back to reality. I just want to enjoy that peace and that presence for a moment. That's savoring the after effects of God's presence in our lives. Those places and those moments are when we take refuge in God. When everything else is going on, it's like I heard a preacher this past week say, you can get in a boat and you can be in any water. You could be in an ocean, a lake, or whatever. And as long as the water from that ocean or lake or pond or whatever it is doesn't get into your boat, he said, you'll be just fine. But as soon as it gets into your boat, guess what'll start happening? You'll start sinking. And his point was, we go out into life and we face life and there's chaos and fears and everything all around us. And he said, don't let that stuff get in you. Because when we start letting all of that get into us, guess what we'll start doing? Sinking. And that's the point of all of this. I'll never forget that passage out of Exodus where God says, Lord, I'm dealing with all these children of Israel and they're driving me nuts and we're trying to make it to the promised land and they're complaining and they want to go back to Egypt. And Moses was so tired and worn out and he said, God, just show me your glory. Just show me your glory. And here's what God told Moses. Listen to this. God told Moses, see that little gap in the rock cleft right there? You go hide in that Now listen to this, and this is kind of metaphorical. And then I will put my hand over you, and then I will allow my goodness to pass by you, so you can only see the after effects of my presence. Because God's glory was so powerful and so wonderful and so overwhelming that if Moses would have saw it, he probably would have never survived. But in that story, you can almost hear as if or sense that God is so wonderful and great that we only get to see a glimpse of God and experience that, and are uplifted and overwhelmed and awed by it all. And let me say it this way to put it back in the food category. You can smell food from far away. Oh man, that barbecue chicken smells so good. Or that whatever it may be. But it's better to taste it and savor it, because that's an altogether different experience. And I think that's what we're seeing here, is taste and seeing is a personal invitation to savor God's presence in the midst of the chaos that's going on in the world. But it doesn't stop there, because it goes on. Because passing on God's goodness may help others to experience God in a positive way. Notice what the psalmist says, I will boast in the Lord. Or here's another one. Together, let us lift up God's name high. Because God's goodness is more than a personal experience. I'm all for personal experiences, but it's more than that. Because have you ever heard somebody say, this is something that we experience and it's best when shared? Have you ever heard anybody say that? It's best when shared. Guess what? God is best when shared with others. When we can experience together, that's why we come together and experience God's presence here. That's why when we run into that coworker or friend and their week has been going horrible and things have been going wrong, and they say, hey, can I pray with you? Can I be here? What can I do to support you? Because the psalmist says God hears, answers, sends angels, helps, rescues. And our testimony of God's goodness should leave others with a taste of awe and wonder. Like that mouthwatering steak or your favorite piece of dessert that after the second bite you say, whew, man, I can't have any more of this. This is way too rich for me. Taste and see. Now, here's what I want to say as I wrap this up. I think talking about God's goodness and greatness, or talking about God's greatness and then sharing in God's goodness, is a part of that. And in the process, when we experience that, we end up inadvertently offering that to others as we go out into the world. Because people long for grace. They long for a good, grace-filled experience of God. They want a good taste left in their mouth, not a bad taste. Have you ever met somebody that said, wow, I met somebody, and if that's God, I don't want to have anything to do with it because of the way that person presented God? That's not what we're supposed to leave in people's mouths. We're to leave a good taste, that God is good and that God is great, and let them experience that. So here's my challenge as we leave today. May we continue to taste and see that God is good in our lives, and then share it with others along our journey. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes and greet one another this morning before we close out our service with our chorus today. 175 in your hymn books, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to sing that chorus, Jesus, Jesus. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Let's join together for our benediction. May God grant us discerning hearts.
So we might know God's goodness and greatness.
May God grant us peace and favor all our days for God's glory. Amen.